Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Nana Summer Treats by Sharon Rogers is a story of Kyrie, a young girl who loves going to Michigan for summer break. She loves spending time with her grandparents. This summer, she learns how important it is for the whole family to pitch in. She realizes how good Nana's treats are, that not only does she enjoy them, but so does everyone else. She also learns to communicate her needs when becoming her Nana's assistant, which teaches her some very valuable business skills. Sharon Rogers was born and raised in the small town of Hickman, Kentucky, a member of the Lake Chapel Baptist Church, where she helped teach Sunday school, sang in the choir. She would teach the Sunday school lessons and put them in today's terms as the students would be able to better understand them. She holds a bachelor's degree in home economics, child development from Murray State University, and a master's degree in education, instructional technology from American Intercontinental University. She's been writing since high school. She creates stories from her family photo albums, uses her past and present experiences to uplift young children and motivate them to be all they can be, no matter their age. Active in her church, a community resource manager at Head Start, a motivational speaker for teenagers, she enjoys writing children's short stories and poems. Sharon Rogers, author of Nana's Summer Treats, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. It's interesting doing the background. You started sort of breaking down stories for people to understand and appreciate at a young age. I love doing that, what you did in Sunday school, where you took these lessons and made them relatable. The story you tell in Nana's Summertime Treats is a very relatable story. Give us a little background. What was the inspiration for writing the story, and how much of this maybe is based on you?
Well, actually, this story, it is based on a little bit on my childhood. So I was, as you said, I was born and raised in Hickman, Kentucky. And so in the summertime, a lot of our friends and cousins would come back to Kentucky. They had moved away. And so in the summertime, their parents would bring them back. And so we would always have such a great time with all of our friends. And then my mom was a great cook herself. And so my sister took a lot of that after her. And my story is based on my sister, whose name is Sonia, and Kyrie is her oldest granddaughter. So in the summertime, Kyrie would come to Lansing, Michigan, and spend time with her grandparents. And so her grandma would make all these treats. And not only did she make them for the house, but she also made them to sell to people. And that's how the story got started. Because it's really based on a true story.
And those were great times. People probably thinking back to when they were in school and had summer off and would spend vacation with relatives and all the experiences. And Kyrie, it's interesting as you go through the story, told in such a charming way, how she really learns these valuable lessons. It was almost like being in a fun school for a summer, wasn't it?
Yes, she loved it. She always liked helping her grandma. And so when summertime came and she was there, she was seven, she started answering the phone, and all these people wanted to buy summer of grandma's treats. So when she would try to write it down, she thought they was talking too fast. So my sister came up with a little form for her to fill out when she is taking those orders, and it will have the pictures of the items so she could just check by those, then write the person's name and phone number so my sister could call the people back.
With us on the program is Sharon Rogers. Her book is Nana's Summertime Treats. You find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, also from pagepublishing.com in the book section. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Sharon's pages and get all the information and order books there as well. So when did you decide to become a writer? And then the next step from that, a published author. What was that journey like for you?
Well, I first wanted to be a really good storyteller because at Head Start, I started as a teacher. And what I would do was I would write stories about my students. And I would make these songs up as well to get them to do what I wanted them to do. And so I decided to start writing this down so that I could enjoy them or use them with other children. And then I just started writing stories about our family after I would look into our photo album and reminisce on happy times. And so I decided, let me put some of this in writing.
How long have you been writing stories? Does this go back to a young age?
Yes. Well, yes, I started writing stories in high school. But I was telling stories to my dolls and stuffed animals when I was younger. And my mom would always laugh and say, what are you doing in there? What are you? And I would play like I'm playing school. And so that's how my storytelling got started. Then I wanted to put it in writing. And I have been writing for a while. And you know how you try to send them out, your stories out. And I was getting the answer no all the time. And so I was like, let me just try this again. And so I decided to try it again.
And the payoff is the book, Nana's Summertime Treats by Sharon Rogers. After going through all of that, when you have the book published and you've got a copy in your hand for the first time and you see your story come to life, beautifully illustrated, your name on the cover, what was that moment like when you held your book for the first time?
It was so exciting. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe it. Feel it. I can see it. I can share it. I was just so excited. My husband took a picture of me opening it, and I was like, then he showed it to me. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know you were recording that. But I was just so happy about it.
I bet that was a special moment for both of you. I'm sure he was filled with pride and joy as he was seeing your reaction for getting Nana Summertime Treats into book form and out there, and really a valuable lesson for so many young people who are reading it. They're entertained by it and learn so much from it. What type of books do you like to read?
Well, I love children's books. I have been reading children's books, and how-to books. I do like to listen to other books on a recording, like I would listen to them in my car on the way to work or on the way home or whatever. But I do love children's books, and I do love how-to books.
Sharon Rogers, our guest. The book is Nana's Summertime Treats. You'll find the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, PagePublishing.com. Literally wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to get information, order the books there as well. I want to talk a little bit about your writing process. A very busy person. Do you set aside certain time? Do you have a certain place you like to write? What's the process like for you in writing?
Well, I like to write before I go to bed. So I would take time to, when after calming down and going through my regular day, I would write myself some notes, and then I would start to write before I go to bed. Sometimes I can write a kid's story that night, or I might have to keep coming back to it. So I've been doing that for a long time. Actually, I just wrote another one that I'm hoping to come out soon. And that one is Auntie and a Big Red Comb.
Now that's interesting. What's that about?
Well, that is about actually myself and my older niece, where I would come over on Saturday mornings to do her hair. And so this comb that I had was a special comb that I used for her hair. And she knew what was going to happen when she saw that big red comb.
I love that story. And hopefully that will be out soon as well. Have you written any other books? I mean, you mentioned, of course, Nana's that's out there, the new one. Do you have any others that you've written or maybe you've got ready to go to be published?
I have one that is called We Two Brothers. And it's about my two brothers who went to the service. But it goes from when they were children up till they go to service and when they get old, where they are sitting on the porch together. And they actually used to live together or right beside each other as adults. And so that is a really special book about my two brothers, Patrick and Kenneth. And then I have one that's called What Will Auntie Bring? And that is like the next day after Auntie and the Big Red Comb.
It's a great series, and I'm really anxious for those to be released and entertain people, and hopefully we can talk about those as well. I mentioned you like to use past experiences, your life, to sort of be the basis for the stories that you write, and that was, of course, the case with Nana's Summertime Treats. What's the reaction of family and friends when they read these stories and they're like, well, this actually happened. I know the person you're writing about in this book. What kind of reaction do you get from family and friends?
Well, they're pretty happy and proud about it, especially my brother said to me, well, when are you going to write the story about me? I already wrote the story. I just got to get it out there. So they are pretty excited about it. And actually, when I sent it to Kyrie, she was so excited about it because actually Kyrie is now in Virginia in college. And so she wanted to share it with all her roommates. All of my family has been really excited about it.
That's interesting. And some of those saying, when is it our turn, Sharon, that we can actually be the focus of a book here? But just take your time, because it sounds like you're going to get to all of them as you're writing these books about all these great experiences and memories that you have. What's the most fun about being an author? I notice as we're talking, your passion for writing, the smile on your face as you're talking about your writing process and writing these books, telling these stories. What's the most fun about being an author?
Just reflecting on my past and not realizing how fun and exciting our youth was until I start writing about it. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, that was so fun. And so in doing this, I just love the way my family eyes just sparkle when they have heard me talk about them in some of the stories. And even this week at my church, my husband and I are being speakers, which I will be talking a little bit more about my book.
Ah, fantastic. A chance to talk about this and, again, relive some of these stories that Sharon went through and tells so well in her book, Nana's Summertime Treats. Sharon Rogers, our guest on the program. You mentioned it's interesting. First of all, I mentioned in the beginning that you do some motivational speaking with young people. You went through a little period there, probably a frustrating one, where you were rejected. You had ideas for stories and you were getting nowhere. Now you're a published author. You've got Nana's Summertime Treats out there. You've got other books you're working on. What's it feel like to accomplish a goal, this goal, writing a book? Because you pretty easily could have said, you know, this is just not, I'm not going to kid myself anymore. This is not going to happen. You didn't. There was perseverance there, and now you're a published author. What's that feel like to accomplish something, especially when you had some roadblocks along the way?
Yes, it feels really good. I feel that the right now the field is really open with a lot of stories and a lot of books out there. I've seen so many new authors doing things, and I'm like, I can do that too. You know, or I read a book and I'm like, I could have wrote that. Why didn't I do that? And so I just kept doing it. And even though I got no, I just kept going. I was like, I am going to do this. And so when I set my mind to it, I just kept sticking with it. And now it's here. Yeah. I'm so excited about it.
A beautiful example of what happens when you really have a dream and you follow that dream through it, which Sharon has done with this book, Nana's Summertime Treats. Let's talk a little bit about motivating young people and the power of reading. Let's do, and those basically go together, because you are motivating people with the power of reading. How important is reading? I'm afraid sometimes now that's sort of put on the back burner with everything else that's going on in our society and educationally, where you sort of don't focus on that. But reading a book, that's pretty powerful, isn't it?
It is. So I want to say that I at my job at Head Start, I have a program that's called Ready for Kindergarten, and it focuses on literacy and reading to your children 15 minutes a day. How important it is to spend time. It's a time that you can bond. It's a time that children can learn. And so I started a YouTube site where it's called Sharon's Reading Corner, Miss Sharon's Reading Corner. And I try to be an example to the parents to read stories, as well as maybe add a song to it or an activity that you can do with the child with the story, because you really want to expound on the story so that the child gets more and more words. Because when they get ready to go to kindergarten, children need to know 5,000 to 9,000 words. And if you're not reading to them or having conversations with them, they're not going to have those words in their backpack. So that is one of the things I like to do, is promote literacy as much as I can.
That is so important. And Head Start nationally does such a wonderful job. How are we doing on preparing kids to know thousands of words before they enter school with the preschool? And again, you do such a wonderful job at Head Start. How are we doing? Are we making progress? We keep debating this, you know, should we pay for it? How should we go about doing this? Are we making any progress in having these young children prepared when they actually get into formal school?
Yes, because what we do at our Head Start is we give children books every month with a focus. Not only do we have that focus for all the books that we give, we also try to put it in our newsletter. We make sure that parents get information that they can do with the kids every day. We give them a program that's called Links, and they can do these different activities every day to help get them ready for kindergarten. And so with all of that, we also add science into our program to give them those words that children can learn from literacy and doing science projects. We try to incorporate it in everything that we do, even when they're sitting down at lunch. We try to make sure that they are getting conversation. At the end of the day, we go back and reflect on everything that happened during the day, and that's also building their literacy and their vocabulary. So we try really hard to offer this. Even our drivers, our bus drivers, have music and different things on the bus that they can do with the children as they're picking them up or taking them home.
I love all the projects you've got going, and it really is all-encompassing. When the bus driver is involved in part of this this effort to get children to talk and to communicate in the dialogue and the vocabulary, you did something else I understand interesting in Head Start, where you would sort of come up with stories and use the individual children as the star of the story. So suddenly they're now the story, sort of like you've done with your family in your series of books, and they get the laughing and participating. Is that a key to really turning on a young child by really incorporating them, not just talking to them, but getting their input as well?
Yes. When you read the story, and if you go onto my YouTube, Miss Sharon's Reading Corner, you will see me having class with children. You won't see the children, but you will be hearing my response back to them and getting their input on everything that we do, or relating it to something that they already know, to a foundation that they already have built, so that this just helps them to grow more.
It's just amazing what reading, especially when you learn at the young age that you're teaching these young children, that this stays with them the rest of their lives, isn't it? It opens up a whole new world. We may not be able to go, all of us, to Europe or travel or play sports, but when we're reading, it takes us there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So you can, when you're doing the story, you can talk about the author, where they're from, show them that on the map, or have pictures of different things that are in that place so that they can relate it to it. Oh, the children love that.
I want to wrap up. A couple minutes left here. The book we're talking about is Nana's Summertime Treats by Sharon Rogers. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, pagepublishing.com in the book section. We've got all this on our website. Let's talk a little bit about, as you're putting the story together, all the different elements, and what do you hope the takeaway is? Because we learn the child looks forward to time with grandparents. They're dealing with adults in some cases, with that Kyrie is working with the grandmother. They got the recipes. They've got some business skills. What do you hope the takeaway is? And you were able to weave a lot of different themes into this story, weren't you?
Yes. What I want them to get out of the story is that children learn differently, And so, as Kyrie needed those pictures on that paper to help her, that was her way of helping Grandma and doing exactly what she wanted her to do. The other thing is the relationship that she has with her grandma. They were bonding. She was learning new things, learning new words, learning new people, and learning how to spell their names and all those different things. That's what making learning fun is, that they are excited, they want to do it, and children will keep coming back for that experience.
And it is a fun story. A lot of different nuggets you'll get from it, but it is a fun and entertaining story. Beautifully illustrated. Talk about the illustration part of this.
So when I chose Page Publishing, they had sent me a packet that had a genre of different artists. And so I had a wide variety to choose from. And so when I saw this, what I have used for my Nana Summertime treat, it just spoke to me. It was just, that is who. That's Kyrie. When I saw some of the samples that they had, I was like, oh my God, this is so like her. This is so like my sister. This is so like her na Nana. And so I, when choosing that, it was like really easy to choose this genre of art.
And
Do you?
it really makes the words come alive, because you can, the words that you, the picture that you paint, we sort of see them, and then we, it's reinforced by what we see in the book. It's beautifully written, beautifully illustrated. The book is Nana's Summertime Treats by Sharon Rogers, our guest on the program. Book at Amazon, pagepublishing.com, in the book section, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places, and of course, links on our website. Sharon, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Nana's Summertime Treats, and we look forward to talking about the rest of the books, the rest of the family member stories you'll be talking about in the future. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, and I really enjoyed talking to you today.
It has been fun. It's been our pleasure, and look forward to having more discussions and talking about the books. You do such a wonderful job, and this is a book that should be in your family library, Nana's Summertime Treats by Sharon Rogers, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.